It is ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. I've got Tim Middleton, the Executive Director for the Association of Trust Schools, that's the ATS. Tim, welcome to the Ignition on ZFM Stereo.
Thank you, Simba. Thank you so much.
A very important discussion for us to have in terms of modern education in Zimbabwe. For the parents, when you think back to your school days, what do you remember most? Was it the lessons in class? Was it the sports day victories? Did your parents come watch you play sports? Were they there for your prize givings, etc., etc.? We need to hear about your experiences back in the day versus what's happening nowadays in our modern schools and modern education practices in Zimbabwe. So let's start off with sports and academics. Do you think there should be a balance between the two? Or should we be looking at a child's proclivities when it comes to their sporting potential versus their academic potential? Is there a balance between that, or should we look at where their strong points lie?
Well, I think it's important to look at it, the whole picture, and what I would say the key thing for any education is it needs to be holistic. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with the whole child. And I think for me, one of the things that COVID was unpleasant in many ways, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it actually was very good in many ways with regard to school, for the simple reason that it showed us that we need school, but not for the reason we always thought.
Okay.
We have always thought school was for academics. But actually, through COVID and the way many of our schools operated, you can do academics away from school.
Right. Yes.
Certainly what it showed was that parents saying, get back to school, we need school, because it was unpleasant for them.
Getting tired of the kids at home.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there was that real need. But really, the reason they're at school is for the social development.
Okay.
For them developing as a character. Mm-hmm. You can't do that on your own. You can't do it learning from books. You can't do that online. Yeah. You've got to be there.
Yes.
Interacting, engaging, learning. So leadership, service, responsibility. So that's where the whole heart of the education should be.
Yeah.
So in that sense, we shouldn't be focusing on the other aspects of, for me, I talk about education as the big five. Mm-hmm. Academics, sport, culture, spiritual, social.
Okay.
Now, we've always thought academics, that's what...
It's the crux of the conversation.
Well, not even the crux, it's the only bit, is how right. we see you must get results.
Yes.
You must get qualifications. What we see is that that actually is nonsense. And in many ways, we should be avoiding that conversation. Mm. Yes, some folk are more gifted in sports, some are more gifted in academics, some more gifted in cultural, different activities, entrepreneurship. Are we catering for those? For me, if I think back to my schooling, and you can tell that my schooling was a long time ago.
I was never going to say that.
No, you wouldn't say it, but I'll allow you to say it. But we're still doing what we were doing then.
Okay.
And that's 50 years ago.
Yeah.
In fact, we're still doing in our schools what we did 100 years ago. Mm. And we keep on complaining. We just change it around. We say it's this base curriculum, that base curriculum, whatever. But actually, what are we actually achieving? And one of the, probably my overall sort of view of it is that we complain about politicians. We do.
Yes.
But for all sorts of reasons. We complain about corruption
yes.
in business, in this place, that place.
Yeah.
We complain about the bad drivers,
yes.
No question. We complain about the fly tippers throwing rubbish out of the car,
yes.
dumping the rubbish. We complain about the noisy neighbors. We complain about all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is they all have one thing in common.
Which is that?
They all went to school once.
Okay.
So we're not happy. That's what we're producing. That is what our education system is producing. And I would say all we produce is clever criminals.
Ah.
Or people who are smart enough to beat the system.
Right. To gain
so,
the system.
You know, so I think education, we should be using the academics, the sport, to develop the person mm-hmm. based on values That for me is where what it should really be about.
Tim Middleton, Executive Director, Association of Trust Schools, having in-depth conversation about modern education in Zimbabwe. And I think in our next chat, we'll actually have a conversation about quality of education output, skills, and preparedness in Zimbabwe. Tim, thank you very much. Let's wrap this one up for now. 24/7, please don't stop. This is Z.